Watch Stories by Whiskey FM.
Well, we're joined by one of the hardest working men in rock, I think. He's just come off a world tour with Def Leppard. And when the rest of the guys are going sunning themselves on the beach, he's out with his other band, Last in Line, Vivian Campbell.
All right, Tom, how's it going?
Do you not fancy a rest?
I do, actually, yeah, and I'm really thinking about scheduling a little time off next year. But at the same time, I'm very excited about doing, you know, the third record with Last in Line, and also, you know, we've got a big tour coming up with Def Leppard next year. I think that's all over the internet, so the surprise has been ruined there. And, you know, obviously a lot of dates with Last in Line. I mean, we've worked really hard the last several years to get this band, you know, inching forward to the next level. And so I don't want to take my foot off the pedal too much, you know. But at the same time, I have come to realize the importance of actually scheduling time off. You know, you kind of have to set time aside for yourself and your family and your well-being and all that. So I'll at least take a weekend off.
And you got a special award this year, which must have been quite pleasing.
Yes, with Def Leppard, we got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's really exciting because this year, for the first time ever, I get to be a voting member. And guess who's on the ballot? Two of my major heroes, Mark Bolan of T-Rex and Thin Lizzy, Phil Lynott, of course. So they'll be the top two votes I'll be casting.
Is Ronnie in?
Ronnie is not in, actually, and I've thought about that a lot. I think it's
vote number three.
It's kind of perverse that he's not even nominated yet. So I'd love to see that. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about whiskey, Vivian, and can I ask you, first of all, are you fond of a dram?
I do take a drop of whiskey before a show. I don't actually drink whiskey. I don't know much about it. I'm not really a whiskey drinker, per se. It became a tradition that started with Def Leppard years and years and years ago, with Malvin, our original long-serving tour manager. And unfortunately, Malvin's no longer working with the band. But Malvin started this tradition years ago of going around with a bottle of Bushmills. And he'd take off the cap and he'd pour a cap for people in the crew about the halfway mark during the show. So, you know, once things were up and running, everything was smooth sailing, he'd go around and everyone had a compulsory cap. And then so it kind of filtered down to the band. When we heard the crew were drinking while we were playing, we thought, well, the hell with that. We'll have a wee shot before we go on. So we started partaking in a compulsory cap. For Def Leppard, it's Bushmills. We've progressed to Bushmills Honey, which is a very smooth whiskey, I found. Mm-hmm. It's also from the north of Ireland, where I'm from. With Last in Line, we can't really afford the good stuff. Not to say that Jameson's isn't good stuff, but it's a little bit more affordable. So we have a little shot of Jameson's before we go on. Now, having said all that, I'm not really a whiskey drinker. I don't drink it on its own, and I never drink it when I'm not doing a show. It's just become something of a tradition with both of those bands, you know, the Leppard and Last in Line. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend to actually know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I don't really drink it, so...
Ever been to a distillery? Ever been?
I went to Bushmills once, and by the time I got there, they were closed. So the answer to that would be a resounding no.
Can you remember the first time you tried a whiskey?
I probably tried it when I was in my 20s. I'm not a very adventurous drinker. I drink beer and I drink wine. I know a fair bit about wine.
Next time you're in Scotland, I'll bring a bottle along and a really good stuff of malt, single malt, a really nice one. Ooh. And I'll give you a little sample before you go on stage.
Sticking out. Looking forward to that, Tom. Thank you.
Vivian, thanks for taking the time to chat.
Cheers, Nat.
And all the best for the rest of the Last in Line tour.
Oh, thank you very much. We may need it. We may need the luck.